sports news update for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians, run only to benefit its members. Search Compare Host Plus today.
Endo in 13th Beach, he wants the Brisbane jumper back. I thought that it wouldn't be that big a deal, but if there's great passion for it, then wear it every single away game or home. I don't care which jumper you wear, to be honest.
That's true.
Maybe I'm wrong on the passion for the that maroon and yolk BB jumper.
So what was the bear, though?
The bear?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what was the bear?
Was it a grizzly bear?
It was a drop
or a brown bear?
It's a koala bear sort of setup, wasn't it?
It's not a koala bear. It's not a koala bear. It's a koala. They're not bears.
Here we go. You deal with Ando. He's passionate about the bear's jumper.
I'm not talking about the jumper. I'm saying the bear itself is a koala.
Right. Okay, it's a koala bear.
And they can turn nasty. Did you see that?
It's a koala bear.
They're not a koala bear.
It is a koala bear.
They're a koala marsupial.
And that's a koala bear.
All right. Mitch has joined us from Charles. I can't bear much more of this.
Mitch, get in here and help us out, young man. How are you?
It looks very much like a koala bear.
It's not a bear.
Patrick Cripps, has it divided the footy world, or do we just accept it as one of those decisions that can sometimes go either way?
I think it's divided 17 fan groups to one fan group. I think Carlton fans are pretty passionate about it, and you can understand why when they're already missing a few key players, and then you throw Cripps into that as well. They've got to today to decide whether they want to appeal it, which you wouldn't rule that out completely given the route you've seen some clubs take previously. But at this stage, he's going to miss the last two games, Patrick Cripps, and the submission from the tribunal at the end of all of it last night, Gaz, was that while they tried to compare the Willy Rioli one, the difference was this wasn't a marking contest, and Cripps, engaged in what they described as a bumping action. So he cops his 2 weeks with high contact and looks set to miss those last two games.
Yeah, they determined he had another play at the another play on the ball as opposed to the man, and that's so. You're saying that right now they haven't ruled out going again to the next stage.
I've put a text in to the club. They haven't got back to me as yet, which usually suggests they might be weighing things up. But okay. I think it would be unlikely, but you wouldn't rule it out given what clubs have done and given how important he is. It could be the difference when a finals berth or not.
Just quickly, koalas are not bears, too. I'm glad we've
colloquially, though.
They are not a bear. Dyson Heppel, Sam Edmonds talked about this yesterday. He said that there's a 4-year deal on the table, 2 to play, 2 as a coach beyond that at the Gold Coast Suns. What can you tell us about the links to Dyson Heppel? I know everybody sort of chased it up yesterday. Is there anything further you can add to that story?
I was out there at Essendon yesterday chatting to Dyson as he left, as you do with these sort of stories, Tim. And he didn't give much away. He admitted that it was, to paraphrase, it was still on a knife's edge. He said he's not sure which way it will play out, Dyson Heppel, which doesn't give Essendon fans the most of confidence that he will stay. I think what through this process would be happening right now is that he's got a 1-year deal from Essendon. He's going to be offered 2 years from Gold Coast, and whatever coaching component is thrown in comes after that. But I think in an ideal world, Dyson would get either a straight 2 years from Essendon, which would allow him to stay, or even a 1-year option with a trigger. So he might need, 11, 12, 15 games, something like that, to reach a second year. So I think he's just holding out hope to see what happens with Essendon. It's not dissimilar to the one last year with Robbie Tarrant, where he was at North Melbourne. He was offered 1 year, 1 year, 1 year, all year. And then the ruse came late with a 2-year deal. By that stage, it was too late. He jumped to go to Richmond. So I guess there is a timeline. There is a tipping point at some stage, but Dyson Heppel, I don't think he's there just yet. He's waiting to see if Essendon up their offer.
Jay Clark from the Herald Sun broke the story that Melbourne were interested in Brodie Grundy. What was your thoughts on that?
I was a bit surprised given the money they've got tied up in a lot of other players. We know the midfielders, you've got Max Gawn as well. Jake Lever and Stephen May aren't cheap. And then they've got Ed Langdon on a long-term contract as well. If they were able to fit Brodie Grundy in and not have Collingwood chew up too much of that contract, it would be a piece of list management genius. But the fact that they have met with him gives it some clout, I guess. And you look at the situation around Brodie Grundy having met with the Giants, having met with Melbourne at a minimum as well, it just shows how proactive his management is, that they're on the front foot, that while Collingwood hasn't officially put him on the table yet, that they're getting ahead of the game, that we're only 2 weeks away from finals and these things can move quickly. So they'll get on the front foot, meet with these clubs and give themselves the best understanding.
Hey, Mitch, as a journalist, what's your understanding about What's your understanding about talking to players directly that are under contract at another club? Is it against any rule in the game?
There is no rule as such, Tim. And a quote from Graham Wright sticks out to me from trade period 3 or 4 years ago in saying that while it's not the best of practice and we all know it goes on, you've just got to get on with it and do it, because if you're not doing it, then the 17 other clubs will be, and you're going to be missing out on, world's best practice around getting players in the door. The Lin Jong one was a famous one all those years ago. I know Travis Boak flew to Adelaide, and that was a big one at the time, but he was out of contract. I don't think it happens every day at footy clubs, and we do our best to find them, Tim, but I think it does go on, and when they are unearthed, it's just a smaller percentage of the ones that are actually happening behind the scenes.
We know Patrick Dangerfield has had a scan on his calf. It didn't show anything significant there, but is it worth the risk? Do you think the Cats will take that risk and play him, or do you think, given that there's a couple of games to go and then there's a bye, that they'll be super conservative?
He's pretty adamant that he'll play this game, being his 299th, and then play the last game at home against West Coast at GMHBA as his 300th. But I'm with you. Get on a flight up to Gold Coast with pretty much top spot already sewn up. Is there a risk there? Absolutely. And I heard him speaking with Jared Waitley yesterday, talking about the paranoia that's going to come with that. You know, is he going to be in a scenario now where 40, 50 minutes before every game when he's warming up, he'll be thinking of that same moment that he had on the weekend against St Kilda, where he felt his calf tighten up and he couldn't release that pain on deceleration. So I think it's one the Cats have to weigh up. He had a running session Monday. He didn't do much at training yesterday. Let's see how much he does on the track today. But he's pretty keen to put his hand up and play.
What's anything going around from a coaching point of view? What's the very low? I know you've got your finger on every single pulse out there. What's happening with the coaches?
Try to make some calls on it yesterday, Gaz. The only sentiment that I get is that Alistair Clarkson is likely to make his decision before the end of the home and away season. So I think we're going to know by next Friday. I think we'll have some sort of a better understanding or a decision from Alistair Clarkson as to where he goes. If Port Adelaide wants to get into that race, they may need to make a call on Ken Hinckley, but I think that's looking increasingly unlikely after yesterday.
And the Kangas all in on him? Are they all in, not talking to one other coach?
Not talking to one other coach. They haven't even formed a subcommittee. The interesting part of this is Sonia Hood leading the whole scenario, where usually in this situation you compare it to the Giants with their CEO, Dave Matthews. He's been at the forefront of this. So what that means for Ben Amafio will leave question marks. If it is Alistair Clarkson who comes in, the fact that Sonia, as president, has been driving this single-handedly, let's see if Alistair Clarkson lobs at Arden Street what that means for Ben Amafio, the CEO, given he's had not much part to play in this Alistair Clarkson pursuit.
Excellent report. As always, we appreciate you jumping on and giving us some of your very valuable time, Mitch.
Thanks, guys.
Mitch Cleary.
Thanks, Mitch.
Number one man.
Nice bit of work.
A lot of people want us to get back to the bear debate. I've made a decision to say that we can revisit that.
Are you prepared to retract your remarks from earlier or not?
Oh, I think it's important to a lot of people that we establish it, so we'll get back to it. No question about that. Big Mick wants to know, just Mick. The $35 reserve seat we spoke about, he said, is that for children or adults? That's adults, Mick.
Yeah. And you say that it applies for the first two rounds of the finals, don't you? They're general admittance tickets.
I don't say. I'm actually telling you that's the case.
That's right, but you're reading that from somewhere.
Yeah, so that's just reserve seat, $35, Mick. That's for adults. So I think that's pretty good value.
If I was Patrick Dangerfield and there was any tiny inclination that he had some calf soreness, what benefit is it to him to play this week or next week, or what? You want him for the last month of the season, the finals.
Everything they've done, Geelong, suggests that they've got their eyes on the most important time of the year. So conservatism will be the play here. Not wise words from the Yoda.
There's nothing worse than a dicky calf, Gary.
They call me Caramello.
Koala.
They call me Caramello.